And we're back here with Talk of the Town, and we have some guests in the studio this morning from the Holland Hospital, and we have, Nicole Berkemer, nurse educator in surgical services, and Barb Tempest, Holland Hospital volunteer auxiliary. Well, welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On a nice day like this.
It's beautiful out there.
Beautiful out there. All right. We're going to talk about the Lights of Love campaign, and these people know all about it, and if you have some questions about it, you can call us here at 395-1450. What is the Lights of Love campaign? Who wants to answer that?
I can take that
Barb,
one.
Barb, you want to take that?
The Lights of Love campaign is sponsored by the Holland Hospital Volunteer Auxiliary, and it's a meaningful way for someone to be able to honor a person or a group in appreciation or in remembrance of a loved one. Each donation that is made represents a light on our Tree of Lights, which is located in the main lobby area of the hospital. The donations are, we ask $5 per remembrance, and the names of those that are either honored or memorialized will appear in the paper in January. We will have a big spread in the paper. An honor roll of yeah. those being remembered. And also, if you make a donation of $100 or more, your name is also included in that honor roll.
Okay, very good. Well, it's a good campaign, and we've been doing it for a number of years, haven't we?
We have. We're in our 28th year.
Really?
And in the course of the previous 27 years, we have raised $461,000 for special projects at the hospital. And many of those projects, they include three of the hospice rooms that we have equipped for families, the little van that runs around the hospital parking lot picking up visitors in inclement weather and bringing them to the hospital front doors, and that we purchased that. We've contributed funds to the community health clinic, which is located on River Avenue. We have donated to the Memorial Garden that's in the hospital, the Prayer Garden. So we, you know, donate the funds to a wide variety of functions at the hospital.
But all to benefit the hospital and the patients, of course, that come there.
It does, and we try to make sure that over the course of the years we benefit the youngest to the oldest.
Yeah.
We have donated to the home health care. We've donated funds to Boven Birth Center. So,
okay. Now, who organizes this? Who gets it all together?
Well, the Lights of Love Committee is a subcommittee of the Volunteer Auxiliary, and we are comprised of about 10 or 12 members. We get together. We decide what we're going to fund. In the early fall, we send out notices to the various departments asking to think about Lights of Love and if there was anything their particular department needed to please submit a request. And we as a group then sit down and go through these requests. Sometimes we have one, two requests. Sometimes we have eight or nine. You know, really, you know, just sort of depends. But we sit down and go through them and look at how each one of these requests is going to best fit our criteria for helping the most patients and be the most beneficial. So that's kind of how we go through that.
Okay, I'm going to take a moment out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guests. If you have a question about the Lights of Love,
Americans made a lot of progress, and freedom to work is good for the economy and fair for all workers. Visit miworkerfreedom.org to learn more. Paid for by Foundation for Michigan Freedom.
All right, we're back here with our guests from Holland Hospital, and talking to Barb Tempest and Nicole Berkemer. Barb, who can donate? Anybody?
Anybody can donate.
We never turn anybody down, do we?
No, we don't, for sure. And you can donate. There's several ways you can donate. There are donation cards with envelopes in the various Holland Hospital sites around town, the wellness drive, the hospital itself, the labs, the other surgical units, the unit out in Zealand. We have posters along with cards that are available. Also, you can donate through the Holland Hospital website. If you go to hollandhospital.org, there will be a link to donations, and then just scroll down and find the Lights of Love, and you can donate that way. So we make it easy.
Yeah, okay. All right. And when I think we mentioned what items are we going to mention what items are being purchased this year with the money?
Nicole will address that.
Okay, Nicole. Yeah. It's your turn.
Great. I'm work with the Surgical Services Department, and we are going to apply this fall for some things from the Lights of Love. And the two things that we applied for and were selected to receive, if the funds are raised, is a couple of rocking chairs for our pediatric patients. So
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, we have a couple, but we could use several more, and we do several pediatric surgeries at Holland Hospital, and so it's just a wonderful thing for those parents to be able to sit in a comfortable rocking chair that can be cleaned after it's being used and be comfortable and recover after their procedure and hold their loved ones. So those are a couple things we could use a couple extra of, so we requested those. And then another neat thing that we also applied for was a device called an AccuVane device. And this is really really neat little tool that we can use. It's kind of a small handheld device that illuminates the veins, so you kind of hold it over somebody's hand and you turn the device on, and it makes actually the vein structure in their hand or in their forearm light up. So it really gives us a good picture for where somebody's veins are. So it gives us a better opportunity to get that IV in hopefully in one try.
The girls in the lab know that when
they
punch it in your arm.
Yeah, it can be used in lots of different ways. So I think the emergency department will also benefit from the monies that are raised, because we will be getting one of these devices for our same-day surgery department. And then I think the emergency department will be getting one as well. So it would be a really great thing. I think everybody's been on the receiving end of a poke one time or another at the hospital. Yes. And if that's one thing we can minimize or make a little bit more comfortable for people or have a better
usually in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's never so fun. So those are just a couple of things that we will be benefiting and have benefited from the Lights of Love campaign in the past. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we can use to get some additional equipment that we feel is very helpful to our patients.
Okay, I'm going to take a moment out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guest if you have...
Delicious at Visser Farm. You can find more information at their website, visserfamilyfarms.com, and they're on Facebook, or call 616-875-8559.
We're talking about the Lights of Love this morning, and if you have questions, you may call us, 395-1450. We'd be happy to take those questions. Nicole, what types of surgeries are performed at Holland Hospital?
We do a variety of surgeries at Holland Hospitals, anywhere from pediatric patients to adult
patients.
I can
name a couple of them.
Yeah, been on the receiving end of a couple maybe, huh? We do everything from ear, nose, and throat procedures to simple to complex orthopedic procedures, joint replacement procedures. We do urology procedures, women's health, including breast cancer and reproductive surgeries, neurology surgeries, some general types of surgeries, and all of those are done at our main campus at the hospital. In addition, and maybe some people may not know, that we also have a surgery center of Western Michigan, is owned by Holland Hospital, which is located out on Felch Street. And we have moved a lot of our cataract surgeries, a lot of our eye surgeries, smaller orthopedic surgeries, and our foot surgeries and a few general surgery cases out there as well. So that's another site that we have that's available. And then we also have at the main hospital our endoscopy center, which we perform a lot of our upper and lower endoscopy cases, which, as we all know, that's becoming a very common thing for everybody to do every couple of years and have that done right here in their community. So, and we're very, very busy at the hospital. Last year, the main operating room did almost 8,500 surgical procedures itself. In our endoscopy department, we had almost 6,000 procedures done in that area, and out at our surgery center, about 1,900. So very, very busy. So lots of patients.
Now you're adding on to the hospital at the same time.
Yeah, recently the surgery department itself just went through a renovation about a year and a half ago. So we actually have a really, really great surgery area now with very kind of focused on patient privacy and all private rooms and curtained areas. And before we were a lot of kind of a general area with curtains separating patients, and now every patient gets their own private pre-op and post-op room, so that's a great thing. And when that project was done, now we've moved on and renovated the spine and orthopedics unit, which all of our post-op total joint patients go to. And we've become a destination center for joint replacement at Holland Hospital. And so the whole unit has been redone and really focusing on how to best care for patients after those kind of big major surgeries and catering to our spine cases as well.
Do you have guides to take you around the hospital and find your way?
You need a little wayfinding sometimes, so you get used to it after a while. But, yes, there's plenty of people to stop and help you find your way around. So.
Okay. All right. There's a question here. It says, how many patients do you see? Does that mean you personally?
Yeah, no, that would not be me personally. but yeah, very, very busy. Like I said, almost 8,500 cases just at the main hospital. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, with the new development in the surgery, in the surgical services, you'll probably be taking several surgeries at the same time.
Yeah, we do have 7 operating rooms that all function at the same time, so we can have quite a few people back in the operating room at the same time and then throughout the day. And our surgery center at our offsite on Felt Street has two operating rooms out there, so quite a few people we can see in a day.
You have to have the recoveries and all that?
Yep, we have part of our renovation was to totally redo our recovery room, so we have a new state-of-the-art recovery room with several different bays there for us to see different patients. So, yeah, we have lots of doctors, nurses, and anesthesia providers and support people all around at the same time. And we do benefit from the volunteerism as well in our departments because we do have volunteers that come work with us as well. So sometimes through the volunteer office, there's somebody that's looking for a volunteer opportunity, and they can come help us maybe just move patients around from one place to another or help us with some daily clerical tasks and duties. And we've utilized them greatly at our surgery department in our endoscopy center and actually are now starting to use a volunteer even out at our surgery center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity. If people want to volunteer and have an interest in that area, we actually do use volunteers in our area as well.
I guess maybe you're not the one that I should ask about this, but I was wondering if the health bill that's under study now is going to affect Holland Hospital at all.
I'm definitely not the person to ask, but I do know that there are a bunch of people looking at that and studying how that is going to impact. But I think we all expect that it's gonna have some sort of a change in how we're being paid for services and how we bill for services and how that affects our community. So I definitely know there's lots of people going on, but I'm definitely not the expert in that.
Well, I asked my doctor the same question. He didn't know either.
Yeah. Kind of seems to be a theme, maybe. Everybody's trying to figure out how that's all going to look yet. So, yeah.
All right. We're going to take time out for a word here.
So, when the need arises, please consider one of 4 Dextra locations in Holland and Saugatuck. We would be honored to serve your family.
And we're talking about the Lights of Love and how it affects Holland Hospital. And you have questions, 395-1450. Barb, how long has the volunteer auxiliary been in effect at Holland Hospital?
The auxiliary itself was incorporated in 1951. There have always been volunteers at the hospital in various groups. It used to be that a lot of the churches had guilds or groups that supported the hospital one way or another, either with fundraising or possibly sewing like little animals for same-day surgery or pediatrics. We have a group right now, Women's Literary Club, that does the stockings for the newborns at Christmas time. So there have always been a lot of guilds and groups that have been part of Holland Hospital, and then they formed the auxiliary itself in 1951 to kind of oversee all of the groups and activities. So,
they've almost always been active, haven't they?
They have. Yeah. They really have.
Frequently, it was doctors' wives that did some of the auxiliary
work, too. Still have a guild called the Rena Boven Guild, which are the spouses of current physicians in that. And they support the Boven Birth Center. But many of our guilds and groups have fallen off, mainly because with today's world and people working all the time, we don't have the personnel to maintain these groups like we did a generation or two ago when moms weren't working. We had a lot of people able to volunteer and be in those particular groups. But many of them didn't even meet at the hospital. They met at their respective churches or, you know, at somebody's home or something like, you know.
Last time I was in the hospital, I forget how long ago it was, but anyhow, we had a staff of doctors in the hospital. Rather than have your own doctor come in and see you, you'd see a staff doctor. Is that a change?
Yeah, that's kind of a more recent development in hospital medicine. Generally, there's somebody that's called a hospitalist that sees you when you're in the hospital, so it's not necessarily your primary physician when you're in the hospitalist. The hospitalist would see you, and they have a team that they work with and can cover the patients that are in the hospital, so which is generally a good thing for patients, too. They're seeing that consistent provider every day, and it helps with those primary physicians, too, that are seeing patients in their office and then also having to round and cover on their hospital patients in addition to seeing the patients in their office that they normally serve.
Because the doctors are going to be busy enough.
They are very, very busy, and we have a pediatric hospitalist, too, so that's great for our pediatric patients, so we have that expert right there on site.
I guess there was a time when I could name all the doctors in town.
We have a whole Rolodex online now at the hospital because there are so many of them and doctors and mid-level providers, so it's great. It's a good problem to have to not be able to name all of them.
I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 395-1450. I better take a look at our weather here. And the weather is brought to you by Compound Door, offering you complete garage door service since 1955. Just call 392-1155. And it says it's snow showers today with a high of 28, and snow showers tonight with a low of 23, and snow showers possible tomorrow with a high of 29, and partly cloudy on Friday with a high of 31 degrees, almost freezing on Friday. So it's going to be a freezing weekend most of the time. We're talking about those lights that that we're going to be seeing on the tree in the hospital, and how soon is the tree going to be put up, Barb?
The tree actually went up on Monday.
Oh, it went up on Monday. So.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
It's gracing the lobby as we speak. So anyone who wishes to make a donation, again, HowlandHospital.org is the website, or stop by any one of the Howland Hospital facilities and you can pick up a donation card.
Well, you know, I'm usually the first donator.
Okay.
So here you are. Okay, there's my $5.
Thank you, Juke. Would you like this in memory of or appreciation
I'll,
of some?
I'll write you a note on that, okay?
Okay, very good.
I don't know how long I've done that. For a while now, I've been the first donor.
Yeah, yeah, you've done that for a long time.
Yeah, that's good. All right, on with the discussion here. If you have any questions, 395-1450, and we do have some time left here for that. Who can be a part of the hospital auxiliary?
Well, all volunteers are part of the auxiliary. Anybody that comes in to volunteer at the hospital is automatically part of the auxiliary, although we have a much smaller group of 18 to 25 that serves on the auxiliary board that makes the decisions as far as spending money. And we have a number of activities at the hospital where we earn money to spend throughout the year. Our gift shop, sponsored by the auxiliary, that is our main focus fundraiser. And our Coffee Cove, although not a huge money maker, it is also one that provides funds for the auxiliary.
You don't charge the same price they do in restaurants.
No, probably not.
They've gone to making money, I think.
Yeah. We have a wonderful gift shop. The gift shop is, we have a number of people in the city of Holland that just come to the gift shop to shop because we have such unusual items and items that you won't find at the big box stores.
Yeah.
So we do a wonderful business through our gift shop. We have a number of other activities. We do sponsor other fundraisers like a $6 sale and a scrub sale. We're going to try and bring in a few more of those this year, different types, maybe a book sale. So we're constantly looking for ways to earn money for the auxiliary.
Okay.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change will help you protect your vehicle's engine with their quality Valvoline products so you'll arrive safely and on time. Learn more at VIOC.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
We're talking about the lights of love today. And everybody's got lights of love in their heart at this time of the year, I guess. Okay, but we're talking about the ones in the hospital, which you can be a part of. And tell us the things that we're going to buy with these good monies.
Yeah, this year the department, same-day surgery was selected, so that's our department where patients come before and after surgery. And a couple of the items that we were selected to receive was some new rocking chairs for our pediatric patients. So we have a couple, but a couple extra rocking chairs for those patients and their family members would be greatly appreciated. And then the other one is called an AccuVane device. It helps us with IV insertion. It actually is a little light that actually illuminates the veins that are in the hand or the arm, so it gives us a better chance for somebody that might be more of a difficult IV start to give us a little better opportunity to get that in the first try.
Great, great. The things are, if somebody wasn't listening before, I want them to hear it again.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Of the things they're going to do with the money, and should be good, too. Mm-hmm. So, and what type of, did you have a party sort of when you received these things?
Mm-hmm. I think Barb can maybe...
Well, I assume within the departments, they probably go, yay.
Yeah, we did make the announcement. Staff's very excited to be receiving these things. And the neat thing about the Lights of Love campaign is they will put out in the fall, we get a notification that they're accepting nominations for who would like to receive something. And these two items came directly from staff nurses. So it's great to know that somebody is actually directly taking care of the patients, gets the opportunity to be given a voice to say, hey, these are the things that I really think our patients can benefit from receiving. So these items themselves came from staff nurses in that department to say, hey, I think this would be great for our patients to be able to get these.
I think everybody knows how to use a rocking chair, but the AccuVane might...
There'll only be a little bit of training, education and training goes on once we receive that device. So hopefully in January we'll be getting that, and that'll be a great addition to our pre-op process.
That's great.
Like we mentioned, the emergency department will benefit and get one as well, so they can benefit as well.
Barb, when do you stop taking these...
The first week of January.
First week of January
is when the campaign wraps up.
Okay, and the tree is going to be up till then.
The tree will be up until then.
And we should all have a. Well, I don't know if we want to go and look at it. If you don't have to go to the hospital anymore.
Right. Well, probably. Chances are you can see it off of Michigan Avenue because it's in the main right in front of the big windows there, off of Michigan Avenue. So as you drive by at night, you can see it illuminated through the windows.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a much better place to illuminate things than we used to have in the old hospital.
Yes, yes, it is.
I think they had it in the lobby then.
They did, and I remember years ago they had it outside.
Yes, they did. They did.
Yeah.
But it'd be a little chilly to
put
the bulbs on. Well, let's see, here's a bulb for so-and-so, and no.
Yes, it's much nicer inside.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Well, any last thoughts you want to... pass along to folks?
Just to remind people that if they wish to donate, they can do it by going online to hollandhospital.org.
Okay.
Hit the link for donations, and, you know, that's the easy way to do it. And since we put it on the website, we've gotten quite a few donations that way. So.
And we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us this morning here on Talk the Town.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.